One of the ways to keep older people out of nursing homes and hospitals is through the Meals on Wheels program, born out of the Older Americans Act of 1965. A reauthorization of the act, introduced by Senator Bernie Sanders, is currently in the Senate's Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, or HELP. The act's authorization expired in September 2011, and its programs have been hobbling along with piecemeal appropriations ever since. The sequester delivered a further blow to the programs that offer assistance to senior citizens. In Delta County, some 65% of seniors who receive Meals on Wheels are on the poverty line or lower. Dina Sheriff, director of VOA's Senior Community Meals Program, says many recipients are elderly, frail, and poor.
The vast majority of the people that attend our senior centers are over age 75. The vast majority of the people that we serve at home are over age 78 and are truly homebound. There's no way they could get out and get a meal.
In the last fiscal year, the nonprofit VOA subsidized the local Meals on Wheels program to the tune of about $400,000. The total budget was $1.1 million, which paid for some 120,000 meals delivered to homes or served at senior centers. Food costs have risen about 18% a year for the past 3 years, adding to the budget crisis. Craig Ammerman, VOA's regional director.
And so we're looking at some of the options of potentially having a centralized kitchen serving multiple locations, as well as reducing the number of meals that we serve a year. That's a real tough one.
Meals on Wheels costs about $565,000 in Delta County. The county itself contributes only $10,000 a year to the program. The commissioners asked about eligibility requirements and about what participants pay. Dina Sheriff.
Essentially, you can go to the community center at any time, at any age, if you wanted to pay full price, which right now our guest fee is $6.75. Okay. But if you were over age 60, you would qualify for the reduced rate and could we just ask for a suggested donation. If we go to a waiting list, we will be doing some further qualifications regarding income in order to prioritize who needs it the most, and whether through their health needs themselves or income levels or age levels, we will make sure that the most needy get fed.
Sponsors of the Older Americans Act reauthorization hope to move the bill before August, but VOA representatives said that cuts in service to Western Slope seniors will likely come in the next 60 to 90 days. And that means that the 200 folks in Delta who daily enjoy hot meals, the 175 people in Cedar Edge, the 75 people in Hotchkiss, and the 65 in Paonia, well, some of them might be eating peanut butter and crackers. If you're interested in contributing to Meals on Wheels or in volunteering to deliver meals, contact Debbie Sheffield at 970-874-7662. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.